My Family Thinks I'm Crazy, a podcast where I, your host, try to give you some tips on how you can explain all this weird, wild, crazy conspiracy stuff to the people you love most. Because that's what I've been trying to do for the past 10 years with no success. I've been telling everybody that our government is shady, but every time I do, my family thinks I'm crazy. The hollow earth, UFOs, aliens invading. And they don't want to hear it. They're just like, oh, here we go, Mark. Off again with your...
Mark being Mark again.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, that's the thing about podcasts is when you're on the air, and it's like therapy, you know? If I can't talk to my family about this stuff, I'll talk to you, Matt, and all our listeners.
You know, just tell your whole podcast.
Yeah. So who are we talking about today, Matt?
Ladies and gentlemen, here we are on the My Family Thinks I'm Crazy Times Defunct Pirate Radio, round two. We recorded a whole segment last night, and then my Rodecaster decided to take a long walk through the park, and now I don't know what, where, or how it's going to come back to me, but we've lost those recordings, folks. Good thing there was only just that episode, and Jay had his backup. He had his recording. So anyways, enough about the behind the scenes. I'm your host, Mystic Mark, and joining me for this very special rendition of the My Family Thinks I'm Crazy podcast Times Defunct Pirate Radio is my former co-host, a man who has gone through the abyss and back. He is going to go by the alias of J Triple P, and we know him best as the former co-host of My Family Thinks I'm Crazy, but the current host of an awesome new podcast that hopefully you'll follow and subscribe and listen to every week. It's called Defunct Pirate Radio. That's D-U-H-F-U-N-K-T Pirate Radio. Arg. Jay, you're the man. What's up, buddy? Thanks for having me on the show. Tell the folks who are about to listen to this episode of DPR a little bit about why we joined forces for this episode. What was the thought for this episode?
Hello, Mark. Mystic Mark, the Antique Shark. This is J Double P here. And yeah, so I needed a fantastic guest for episode 33.
Too kind.
Everyone knows why we needed a fantastic guest for episode 33, so We wanted to just go into the history on my podcast of my upbringing, my life, how I got into music, and how I got into podcasting. And what better person to have on there than the person who got me into podcasting? So, yeah, the Defunct Pirate Radio is an homage to the illegal, unsanctioned radio stations that they had in the 60s and the 70s.
Yes.
That would broadcast radio on international waters on the boats off the shores of the UK.
Yes.
So,
and podcasts are, you know, very much in the spirit of that. I mean, you know, podcasts for the most part have remained decentralized, and although there are mainstream podcasts now, for the most part it is a grassroots type of thing that anyone can start. So I'm so psyched to see you at episode 33. And we don't just talk about your history with podcasting. We talk about my history too. So it's relevant to this show. But we also, given that, you know, I'm Mystic Mark and it's episode 33, we get into some conspiracy stuff as well. So look into that. You're going to love it. And yeah. So before we get to that, I just have to do a little house cleaning. And I do want to mention, I was listening to one of my favorite songs today, and this will be a trivia question. Answer it in the comments on either my podcast or Jay's podcast if you know the name of this song. But one of the lines in one of my favorite songs is, "Defunct the pistol that you pay for." And yeah, so when I heard that today, I thought, oh shit, Jay's got to like clip that and put that in DPR somehow, because there you go, you have a major rock band calling you out. So sick. I just thought I'd note that because I heard that earlier today. But anyways, yeah, we got to do a little house cleaning. I owe my audience a big apology. I've been all over the place this summer and I have not kept to that dedicated twice a week schedule that I always stuck with for over, you know, the past 5 years. But the fifth year anniversary of this podcast is coming up at the beginning of October. So I kind of thought it was appropriate to have Jay on, and the fact that he wanted to do an episode like this for Defunct Pirate Radio, I said, oh, perfect. This is like, you know, kill two birds with one stone kind of thing. So again, Jay, thank you for joining me. People can go back to, I think episode 44 or 43 was like one of the last episodes you co-hosted with me. And then I went and did one of my first like in-person podcast interviews. And that's when like this podcast really took off, with my own kind of like just being obsessed with it every day. And, you know, I couldn't have coworkers at that point. So, you know, I really appreciate you helping me get off the ground, so to speak, because, yeah, it's been a fun journey, and I would not have been able to do it without you. So, yeah, again, thanks for joining me, dude. But yeah,
of course, we supported you both emotionally and financially.
Yeah, well, now maybe I could return the favor. And I have almost pretty much paid Adam back. He does not want me to pay him the rest of the remainder. He's like, no, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. But I think I still do owe him like $100 because he was super generous and helped me get the podcast going, because it's not easy, folks, and it's not cheap either. You know, people think, oh, well, it's a free podcast, so I'm just going to listen to it for free. Yeah, but it costs me money to make, and time is money too. So help us out. Sign up on the Patreon. Jay has a Patreon. I'm on it. I fund Jay's podcast now. So full circle. But, you know, it's good karma. Whether you're going to start your own podcast or not, it's still good karma to support your favorite podcast. So anyways, enough about that. People can support me now in a new way, which is through the merch that I've been making myself. And that's another big thing that I wanted to talk about, because a lot of people have ordered the shirts I'm making, and I was not able to keep up with it this past week because I was involved in a car accident that was not my fault. The other party was completely at fault. They took 100% responsibility, and their insurance is liable. So I am going to be okay, folks. But yeah, that did shake up my world, and that's why I didn't put an episode out right away this week. So my apologies to everyone. It's also why I wasn't able to ship out the shirts that I have in the waiting. So those shirts, if you ordered one, you will get it very soon. And if you haven't ordered one yet, please do right away. Jay has seen my handiwork. He saw like the first round of some of my printing and shirt making stuff, but he is yet to see where we're at now. I think it's really gone to a whole nother level of creation. I even made a pumpkin handbag that I was talking about on a previous episode with my friend Mike Wan. So yeah, things are going in a different direction for me, but the podcast is still going to remain the same. And now that Jay has his own podcast, I am just so psyched to have him in the sort of my family thinks I'm crazy family of podcasts. So, dude, you're the man. And to everyone listening, I love you all so much. Thank you for supporting me. And I really don't have much else to say. There's some good news on the horizon. There are some updates that I will give to people. But people know my reputation as Mark the Booker from Tinfoil Hat. They also know that I used to work with Danny Polichuk on Low Value Mail, that live podcast that sometimes goes out once a week. I hope Danny's keeping the ship afloat, but I quit that job and I got another opportunity working with Kurt Metzger. So if you haven't listened to me on Derp with Kurt or Derp with Kerp, go to Kurt Metzger's YouTube channel and follow along. I'm not technically a guest on the episodes, but I do chime in occasionally. So definitely something to keep in mind. If you're a fan of anything I do, you'll see me every Tuesday with Kurt Metzger on the Derp with Kerp. And very soon, potentially an entirely new podcast in an entirely different genre that you've probably never even expected Mystic Mark to get himself involved in. So that we'll see. I don't know how much I can say about that yet, but I'm sure Jay's at least a little proud of me and a little happy for me. And who knows, maybe Jay will even help me out because Jay's
very
please.
I was gonna say I'm very proud and very happy. And as a member of the family, I do think you are crazy.
See, this is exactly what I needed. This is exactly what I need. See, Jay, you know, you're one of my oldest, longest, best friends. And, you know, if there's anybody who's been traumatized and abused by my craziness, it's you. So you have full swing, full reign. Go for it. Take a punch. I owe you the punch. So whenever, next time we see each other, you want to just punch me in the gut. You know, don't hit my kidney. Don't put me in the hospital. But, you know, you want to just, like, give me a good old sucker punch. I'll say, you know what, Jay? I earned that one, bud. So, from me to you,
I'm going to brush up on my judo skills.
Well, judo's throwing. So, if you want to throw me over something, that's interesting. But, no, I was suggesting, like, a punch. So, maybe not judo for that. Maybe don't train at all. Maybe just punch me. Like, you don't need to hurt me. Jeez, dude. What are we talking about here? This is a podcast after all. So anyways, folks, I hope we do more episodes together, Jay, because we always have a good time chatting. And so yeah, this isn't an episode of My Family Thinks I'm Crazy. Technically, it's a swap cast. So you're about to hear the Defunct Pirate Radio episode as soon as Jay sends it to me on Google Drive, and then it will be uploaded to all of your ears, hopefully tomorrow morning. So if you're listening to this, then enjoy this episode of Defunct Pirate Radio. And if you want to hear the music segments, although I am going to add my own interludes to this, you will have to listen on Defunct Pirate Radio, because the way that the podcast rules work, I shouldn't play the full songs. The only song that I'm going to play in full is the song that we played from Mercy Whip, and that's because I spoke with the artists directly and they gave me their permission to play their music on today's show. So if you're listening to this and you are from a copyright shark company, just know I have full rights to use Road to Perdition by Mercy Whip. So suck it. Suck it, copyright people. Suck it. So anyways, Jay, I'm sure you can love that because you've had to battle the copyright people occasionally. And that's why Pirate Radio is here to stay, because the people want music and they want it unfettered, unfiltered, unfattened by the corporate hogs, okay? So with that, Mystic Mark's rant is over. Jay, do you have any final words before we get people into the pirate ship and have them heave-ho and swab the deck?
No, I appreciate blasting the airwaves of DPR to the lovely patrons of My Family Thinks I'm Crazy. And I just want to do this podcast because I love music and I love sharing music with my friends. It's always been a part of my life. And we do focus on Connecticut local music, but if you are, you know, an artist of any type of music outside of Connecticut, we still welcome that as well. So if you're hearing this and you want to promote a song or any sort of album, or you just want to come on and talk about your favorite type of music, send me an email, defunctpirateradio@gmail.com.
Sick, nasty.
How's that?
I love it. Yeah, and there definitely are people who have a lot of awesome talents who listen to this show. Some of them happen to be musically talented, and some of them have been on the show. Big shout out to former guests, Destiny Lab, my man Shane, Kent Woods. Like, there's a ton of people I'm sure I'm leaving out too, and no slight to them. But yeah, there are a bunch of really talented people that listen to this show. So if any of you happen to be musically talented, hit Jay up, because he would love to interview you on his show about music. And who knows, maybe you'll get some more wackos like me, Jay, who will tell you all the creepy, weird stuff that we got into about Bob Dylan and Elvis and all the other stuff people are about to hear. So with that, enjoy this episode of Defunct Pirate Radio, and I will see you very soon on the next episode of My Family Thinks I'm Crazy. Until then, immerse yourself in the moment wherever you are in the now.
This is Jameson. I hope you're having a great week. And on this week's episode, we have my dear friend, Mark Steves. He is the host of the My Family Thinks I'm Crazy podcast, and we have a terrific conversation. So definitely stay tuned, check out the episode, and then go down and check out our Patreon if you feel inclined. Also, we are on Instagram, TikTok, and we have our weekly updating playlist on Spotify. So any support is appreciated. Thank you so much. Enjoy the episode.
Yo, ho, ho, it's the Pirate Creed. Oh, yeah. TJ, Tim, and JP doing the deed. Stealing back the sound from the copyright greed. We're charting new waters, letting freedom lead.
Hello and welcome back to another installment of Defunct Pirate Radio. We are once again doing a different episode. I feel like every week we are trying something new, which is not necessarily a bad thing, but we would like to keep it fresh for everyone, and we are kind of in between guests, which is why we are doing it, but nonetheless, we are here for our weekly episode. We do not want to leave anybody hanging. And today's a cool episode because we have swapped co-hosts for today. My co-host TJ is, you know, we've been very busy this past weekend and it's been very hard for us to link up. He is playing in Anthems and he's doing a terrific job over there. You know, us over here at DPR, we love Anthems, big fans. And we couldn't link up this week. Life happens, and it's all good. So do not worry. TJ is still on board as the second mate, but we've got a good friend, Mark, with us, Mark Steves. He is the host of My Family Thinks I'm Crazy podcast and a good friend of mine that has been with me for a good part of my life, and we also have had him on the show before, but it's kind of last minute. I needed to get somebody on here or else it would just be me talking the whole time. So what better than to get another podcast host? Am I right?
Yeah. Geez. What? One more minute of your monologue and I would have jumped off this apartment third floor window.
Come on, so man.
Jay, you're a little rusty, and that's okay. That's okay. You called in the big guns. I know I'm not your fans' darling. We could never replace CJ, but it's a pleasure to be back on Defunct Pirate Radio. Thanks for having me. And every time I meet a local musician in the area, I tell them about Defunct Pirate Radio. So who knows? Pretty soon you'll have a guest. And they'll be like, yeah, I ran into this crazy tall guy who wouldn't shut up about Defunct Pirate Radio. And now here we are.
And he reminds me of Kramer from Seinfeld. I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah, that's why I told you to turn the video on so I could use my props and bust through the door back there like Kramer always does. That's how I was going to start the episode, but we missed out on that.
I'm sorry for my monologue. Pleasure to be here, dude.
No, it's a pleasure to be here, and your monologue was great. I just needed to rib you a little bit. So what are we cruising on today? I mean, here we are on Defunct Pirate Radio. The wide open seas are ahead of us.
Yes,
you were telling me you wanted to get into a little bit of your background, and sure, what's going on?
So I thought it'd be a cool episode because I've got a podcast host here. So if anybody would ask some good questions, it'd be you. And also, yeah, I do not have a guest this week, so I wanted to maybe fill in some gaps for the listeners that have been listening weekly, kind of wondering who that guy behind the DPR is. I know some people know who I am in my background, but not everyone. And I don't really go into why I'm here doing this very much. It's usually always about the guest, you know? So,
well, you can't blow your cover. I mean, the FBI is not going to pay you for very long if you just tell everybody what your real goal is.
That's right. The middle class is getting blown out currently. Everything is sky high, but I'm sure if you have $1 a month, you can contribute to the DPR Patreon, just like Mark Steves does. He is a dedicated patron.
Yeah, I've never wavered. I signed up and I just left my credit card at the bar, so to speak.
And your payment's only gone down. I've only lowered it for you.
You did that for me. Wow. I didn't realize I was accruing interest on the podcast Patreon.
That's today's episode. We're going to do that. And then also we've got a lot of good music that came out this week that I kind of wanted to debrief about. And we were also going to talk about if TJ was here, we recently went to some shows that were really good. 2 weeks ago, we went and saw Willie Nelson and Bob Dylan, and TJ was there for Sheryl Crow at the Outlaw Country Music Festival at Xfinity Theater, and it was raining a little bit, but all in all, it was a great show. But it was kind of crazy because I showed up, and Bob Dylan was on the stage, and he doesn't move whatsoever. He's like kind of if I didn't know any better,
an old fart.
Yeah, if I didn't know any better, he might as well not have been on the stage. But
might as well be one of Madame Crusoe's wax statues.
They could have had a wax statue up there for all I know. This dude literally sat down and he didn't say a word about himself. He didn't say hello to the crowd. He sat down and played a 45-minute set. And I could barely recognize any songs that he played.
Really?
They like played different variations and different versions of every song that I knew. So I couldn't really recognize anything other than Highway 61 Revisited. If anyone's a Dylan fan in the house, you'd know that one, but I was waiting for him to play a certain song that he never ended up did, but it's okay. And then Willie took the stage, and, you know, Willie is one of my favorite artists of all time. I don't know if you know this, Mark, but I own about, I think the count last time was about 34 of his studio records I own on vinyl. And
whoa.
He, you know, he's been around for a while. And at this point in his life, at, I believe 93, he kind of just goes up there and he doesn't even sing anymore. He's just kind of talking through the songs. So it's hard to sing along or really anything like that. But, you know.
Wait. He talks his songs or he talks over his own songs?
So instead of singing, he just talks.
Ah, okay. I thought you meant like he's up there like doing like crowd work while playing the guitar. Well, hey, you're a good looking lady.
I could tell you he's doing more crowd work than Bob Dylan ever did. So,
yeah, that's for sure. Bob Dylan might as well be a pumpkin with a guitar in front of it.
So yeah, Willie was great. But like I said, he is not singing anymore, so it's hard to kind of grasp onto his live set. And that was the second time I've seen him. First time I saw him, he was only the ripe age of 85 years old, so he was still singing back then.
Yeah, wow, you're going for the One Step from the Tomb tour, huh? Is that what this was? One Step from the Grave tour?
This was the Waterbury, the Waterbury, what is it, graveyard tour.
Oh, my God. Hey, don't talk about my dirty laundry on the podcast, I won't, okay? I won't. There are ladies who are going to listen to this, and they don't need to know about my personal details and where I take women sometimes. This not to Waterbury Cemetery. That was just a suggestion, okay? And it did not go well, so we will not be suggesting that in the future. If anyone listening wants to go out on a date with me, at my family thinks I'm crazy on Instagram. Anyways, have you ever heard the interview that Bob Dylan did where he talks about how the devil like controls him?
No, but that sounds accurate.
Do you want to listen? Can we listen to it?
Is it on YouTube? If we can bring it up on YouTube,
yeah, it's on YouTube. All you need to do is search Bob Dylan admits he sold his soul to the devil. It's a 42-second long video.
Yeah, so on this abridged...
Yeah, there you go.
Abridged version of DPR, we are using YouTube for some stuff, so we'll be able to bring up... things,
who
so.
Better to have on the show for this? I mean, I know all the weird music facts.
This is true. So here we go. Bob Dylan sold his soul to the devil. This was published 14 years ago on YouTube. this one's a little bit longer, so we'll go to this one.
You're still out here doing these songs. You know, you're still on tour.
I do, but I don't take it for granted.
Why do you still do it? Why are you still out here?
Well, it goes back to the destiny thing. I mean, I made a bargain with it, you know, a long time ago, and I'm holding up my end.
What was your bargain?
To get where I am now.
Should I ask who you made the bargain with?
with the chief commander.
On this earth?
And in this earth, and then in the world we can't see.
Bob,
did you hear that? In this world and the world we can't see, the chief commander. Have you ever heard? You ever heard that term used to God? No, God. No one ever calls God the chief commander.
Yeah, that's,
well, who they call the chief commander, Jay?
That's some compelling evidence right there, if I've ever seen it.
And then you just gave a first eyewitness anecdote of a man who's clearly like a vessel. Like he's just up there like playing because he made this deal, dude. And he knows that if he stops playing, he'll die. I swear to God, that's the only reason he still goes on tour is because he thinks that, and maybe it's true, but I'm sure in the back of his mind, he's afraid that if he stops playing shows, he'll die.
And
isn't that crazy?
It is, and to kind of further back that point up.
I mean, at least he can still play, unlike Frankie Valli.
He can kind of play. I saw Frankie Valli about 2 years ago with my mother at Mohegan Sun, and that was...
And was he whispering?
So I went into that show thinking Frankie Valli was, like, still doing stuff. I didn't see any of the memes, but he is lip syncing the entire thing. Doesn't even try to do it good, but
no, oh, he sounds like a little mouse too. Like he like when he does do his little singing, he's like, and it's not even on, it's not synced up. It'll just be like,
I was gonna say though, to further back up the Bob Dylan point, he was playing with all the lights on the stage turned off except for a red background. And it kind of made all of the people on the stage just like these shadowy black figures that didn't move.
Whoa.
And they didn't move, dude, the entire time. They just played the instruments just still as can be.
Okay, so, all right. So when the average person hears this, they're like, oh, Mark, you must be reading the Bible and you're afraid of the devil and all this other this and that and this and that. No, listen, okay, the only reason I'm pointing this out is because it's not just Bob Dylan. A lot of these musicians make these supernatural deals. And part of it, I think, is that, you know, maybe there are entities we can't see that really enjoy the music we make, you know, like we can hear in the same range they can on this one level, right? And forgive me, because I am nowhere near eloquent enough to be able to explain musical theory, but it does seem to me like there is some kind of supernatural stuff going on there when you consider the limited spectrum of the human ear's range. And maybe the songs, the music that we're playing, we're only hearing one side of it. Maybe we're creating something in another realm that these entities are feeding off of. And, you know, if you're talented, maybe that talent isn't from your own training. Maybe it's from this entity that's possessed you like a vessel. So I know that's a little wigged out and a little wacky, but there's a similar story with famously Robert Johnson, the blues guitarist, right? He was a guitarist. And Louis Armstrong had a story like that where he made a deal. There's several others. Elvis Presley, some people think, was basically a shaman because he was born with a twin that died in the womb. And he basically, like, was a twin soul is what they call that. When your twin dies in the womb with you, you basically pull their soul into your body and you have like a twin soul. So some people think Elvis Presley was so influential because he literally had like this extra supernatural quality to him that most people don't.
Oh, that is pretty compelling. I mean, we've heard it our whole lives with things like that, and now the music.
You mentioned the whole thing with Led Zeppelin too, but go ahead.
I was just gonna say, like, it's just when I was growing up, it seemed like the music of our parents' generation was so powerful in a sense where, like, they didn't take it off the radio and still haven't taken it off the radio. Like, it's one long mind controlling thing, but that might be a little bit too conspiratorial for the DPR
too
listeners. Who knows? But
too,
it's true.
Well, hey, my family thinks I'm crazy. We'll fill those gaps for you if you want to find the episodes. They're there. But yeah, I got to turn my notification sounds off so we're not getting beeped. But yeah, the Bob Dylan show is interesting. Willie Nelson, another interesting character. You know, I'm probably a little harsher on Bob than I am Willie because I'm fond of Willie Nelson's music too. Bob Dylan's music's never really like spoke to me. I could see, you know, obviously he's like a, what would you call it? Like a milestone, influential, cornerstone kind of artist where he's inspired hundreds of others. But yeah, I just never was drawn to Bob Dylan. And maybe the devil deal is part of it. I mean, who knows? Maybe, you know, the people that were inspired by him. Who comes to mind is Ozzy Osbourne. I mean, he recently passed away, but if there's anybody that was like a devilish rock star, it was him, you know?
Yeah, that is also true. Strange when you think about it, but Everyone who's in this really huge stardom has these qualities that can kind of be transferred from one to another. Just to real quick before we move off of the Bob Dylan Willie Nelson show, I did see the Bob Dylan movie, which, you know, I'm not a fan of modern day movies because I don't think they make any good ones anymore. But I did go and see that one. And what I found interesting about Bob Dylan, which I didn't previously know because his music also hasn't spoken to me, is that he started very folk and kind of built himself into that niche and that genre and that community. And when he met more people like Johnny Cash and a bunch of other kind of people who were doing the rock thing, he wanted to break out of this box that he kind of put himself in with. I mean, he wasn't the only one that put him in that box. A lot of the people behind him also did that, but he started going off and doing his own thing, but also like bringing that energy to the folk and country folk genre. And then he was kind of seen as like this huge revolutionary who's bringing rock music to the Newport Folk Festival. And it's like, why are you doing this to our community? And he was like looked down upon for it. And I don't know if maybe the devil deal was done before that or after that, but I thought that was a cool thing, you know, about him, is that he definitely was revolutionary. At least I would like to hope that it was his own doing. He kind of like paved his own path for a while, which was really cool.
Well, and let me just be clear about what I'm saying. You know, this might not be true for Bob Dylan's story or for what other people believe. You know, this is very much my own opinions and beliefs. But, you know, the idea that an entity could benefit you isn't necessarily a negative thing. I mean, people have those sorts of supernatural relationships in all sorts of religions. So, you know, the fact that Bob Dylan identifies his muse as the devil isn't necessarily like an indictment that Bob Dylan is an evil person or even that like devilish things are coming through him. You know, he might just be recognizing the fact that what he did was inherently wrong, because whenever you make a sort of pact with an entity that, you know, isn't God, you're sort of lowering yourself to those entities. And I guess the Christian ideology would be that, yeah, you don't make a deal with devils because then you're staining your soul, so to speak. So it could just be that he's like, yeah, I feel like, you know, I was like inspired by this folk music, but I brought this devilish energy to it. You know, it could just be a big analogy and a metaphor for, so yeah, I wouldn't let people get too carried away with the idea that the devil is influencing the music you listen to. But I mean, if there's anything that is devilish, it's the military-industrial complex. And look at all the rock stars whose parents were involved in that, right? So when you talk about indoctrination, I mean, there's definitely an argument to be made there if you do the right research and find these connections that just happen to be there with guys like the Doors, Jim Morrison, and who else? I mean, the Mamas and the Papas had military connections. It just goes on and on. The Beatles and Tavistock, you know, so.
Yeah, like I said before, there's definitely some quality in all that music that can be assimilated to one another between the artists. But, sometimes the music they make is very good, and we can't deny that part of it. Bob Dylan, I'd give, as this is a music review and criticism show, Bob Dylan live performance, I'm going 5 out of 10. Willie Nelson, I'm going to give him a generous 8 out of 10 because of the talking that has substituted his singing, and I wasn't able to really talk I wasn't able to talk along I wasn't able to sing along. Yeah, solid performance from Willie. Less solid from Bob. The week after that, Mark, me and TJ went to see Wolfpack live at MSG, Madison Square Garden. And I parked down in our old neck of the woods, Milford, Connecticut.
Took the train
down to New York City. We walked to MSG. That was pretty cool. I'm not a fan of New York City, but I will go there to see my favorite band. And MSG.
Why aren't you a fan of New York City? Can we get into that?
We can get into that because it is kind of music related. When I was younger, I loved New York
City. There's too much loud music.
No. You'll see. When I was younger, I did enjoy New York City. When I was going there with my parents, I was always like, oh, I would love to live here. But over the years, maybe things have happened to where I get so overwhelmed in my brain with the stimuli that is New York City. I am very much a fan of quiet and trees. I love trees. I love grass. I think there's
Central Park doesn't do it for you.
No, there's too much concrete. There's too much steel. I don't know what's going on, but when I was
you don't say
when I was in Mighty Tortuga, that band toured a lot, so that had a lot of driving because we're bringing instruments. So when I drive into New York City, three times every year, maybe four times every year, it gets really old really fast. Multiply that by 7 years, and eventually I'm just done with New York City. I did enjoy taking the train, that because you're not in the traffic or anything.
Yeah, but you're hauling a whole drum kit into the city. Like, that's never fun.
Yeah, no.
I mean, even if you're going to like a relatively small city, it's still not fun.
There's just too many people, too many buildings,
too many variables. Parking, you got to worry about your car. Yeah, trust me, bro. We don't need to get into all that, but I get it. I get it big time. Yeah, there's something about New York City that pulls me back, but I'm like you. I need to retreat to the forests at some point. The parkland of Connecticut,
But Wolfpack, dude, Wolfpack was great. We really loved that show. That was an absolute 10 out of 10. And I remember telling you on the phone, just like, there's some things about that show were a little lackluster, but overall it was a fantastic experience, because what got me into Wolfpack was the video recording of their first show at MSG in 2019. And I've watched that video in full probably about 20 times, so I had some expectations going into this show, which may or may not be a bad or a good thing, but the music itself was absolutely phenomenal. One thing was missing that I think they could have done more is a little bit more interaction with the crowd like they did the first time. That was kind of missed. Like, the first show, he did like a whole speech. And he's like a funny, quirky guy. He did like this whole funny speech about how he started with no fans and then they sold out MSG in a short amount of time as a band. And, I kind of missed that part, but the cool thing was the music. They absolutely destroyed every single song in a good way. And, man, they're just so like inspirational with how they think of things. Like I was telling you on the phone when I think a day after I went, they set up the whole stage with rugs as the backdrop, and they were like marketing it as the rug sale at MSG featuring Wolfpack, and they auctioned off all the rugs at the end of the night online. You don't really see that level of creativity really coming out of big bands like that.
they're tapped in too, because all things vintage and antiques is hot right now, dude. So yeah, I mean, that's cool. When you told me that, it was a little bit of a synchronicity, because all summer I've been like getting into clothing, fabrics, textiles, antiques, and I mean, that's like three things rolled into one right there with carpets. So
yep, and those were some nice looking rugs. I kept staring at this one rug the entire time, and they did a really cool light show that involved the rugs, so that was really cool. They like had three different rows, and there was maybe five or six rugs on each row, and they lined up the lights with the music in a way where, like, if there was a descending vocal line, like the lights would descend down the row of rugs in a way that just matched it perfectly.
Yeah.
But yeah, that show was an absolute 10 out of 10. I'm sure TJ would say the same thing if he were here right now.
But he's not, because he jumped on one of those rugs and freaking flew off to who knows where. Those magic rugs.
Agrabah.
For people who haven't followed DPR on Instagram, I think you guys posted a picture of the rugs. It's worth looking at, because that was a really cool set design, especially if you have a band and you want to be inspired to spice things up. I don't know how feasible that is if you're a small act to bring like stuff with you, but rugs can work. You know, you can even use them to keep all your instruments from knocking around.
That's true. They do make terrific what's the word? Moving blankets?
Yeah, storage.
Storage padding?
Yeah.
So that was our fun-filled weekend. Mark, you, I know I talk about Wolfpack a lot. Are you familiar at all, or just from what I've said about them?
Yeah, honestly, I've definitely heard them in Spotify playlists, but the way my mind works with music is like, when I'm listening to new music, unless it's like void of lyrics, I'm very much lyric focused. And whether I like a song or not is very dependent on whether I can sing a song, or, you know, whether I think I can sing a song. It might not be whether I can actually sing it or not, but I'll give it a shot, right? And so Wolfpack's a little out of my range of things I like to sing and jam to, but it's definitely come up in playlists like Spotify suggestions and stuff. So I'm not unfamiliar with them. They seem cool.
They are very cool. I will, here, let's listen to a song by them.
Would you consider them alternative, heavy rock, indie rock? What would you?
I would consider them to be a contemporary indie band,
okay,
that can pull influences of disco, funk, and, you know, all things groovy, you know, soul music. They pull a lot of influences from that sort of stuff, and they coincidentally have done a cover of a Bob Dylan song.
Are we gonna play that?
Would you want to hear that, or would you want to hear something else?
Well, I already said I'm not the biggest fan of Bob Dylan, but maybe Wolfpack will change my mind. Go for it.
Wolfpack did the song Disco Snails. Well, that was Wolfmon, but you remember that song that I dedicated to you?
yes. That's a different band, or
so that is the lead band. That's the main, like, ringleader of the band.
Solo project,
yep. So this is going to be Wolfpack Serve Somebody off of their album Schwitz. And Schwitz is a German sauna. Sorry, not German. Jewish sauna. And they had a whole era of wearing bathrobes and sauna hats on stage. Kind of a strange era of the band, but some good music came out of it. And if you're looking for something cool and to check out, it is their music videos from this album, because they did the entire album in a pre-built sauna. So quite the theming here for a band. Once again, this pre-built. Is Wolfpack, Serve Somebody. Yes, I believe it's not actually a sauna. I just think they used an acoustic room at a guitar center and kind of like made it look like a sauna. So you'll see what I mean, because we're using YouTube. But if you're listening on the pod, just go over to YouTube, check out this song.
Well, I'm glad you've assessed the functionality of their set.
Here we go, Mark.
You may be an ambassador to England or France. You may like to gamble. You might like to dance. You might be the heavyweight, a champion of the world. You might be a socialite with a long string of pearls. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, you are. You're gonna have to serve somebody.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is still the My Family Thinks I'm Crazy podcast feed, so I just want to give everybody a big heads up. You can support this podcast and get a lot for your buck, all right? Not just a bang for your buck, okay? And I'm not talking Sam Tripoli style bang you out. I'm talking the number two next to Tinfoil Hat podcast in the world, the most amazing podcast you've ever subscribe to or followed, has a Patreon that you're not subscribed to. What the F? Okay, help me out here, folks. I'm a podcaster. Okay, this isn't a $1 billion industry if your name's not Joe Rogan. So help me out, please. I could use some support. And help out my friend Jay while you're at it. Okay, he's freaking, at least used to be, 50% of this dang podcast. Now he has his own dang podcast, so support his dang Patreon, dang it. Sorry for all the harsh language. Excuse me, I'm a little fired up. This is my ad segment, after all. So big shout out to BrainSupreme.co for keeping me sharp. If you're interested in microdosing, let me tell you, use the promo code CRAZY at checkout, and you're going to save big time. You're not only going to save on the highest quality source of microdosing magic in the world, but you also have an ample, abundant site full of resources, aka information, aka we've got the documents. So if you need more, I'll say less, while you go to BrainSupreme.co and use that dang promo code CRAZY at checkout to hook yourself up with some magic. Cue some sparkle sound effect. So anyways, next up we've got my good friend Ron over at Vibe Med X. He might be joining us on the show again very soon, but Ron is the Shilla Jeet specialist sourcing supremely succulent Shilla Jeet from sources so synchronous that anyone listening to this podcast will surely feel serendipitous. It's the most serendipitous Shilla Jeet, if I could say. The scale of serendipity, it is number one most serendipitous Shilla Jeet. And, I mean, what better essence of serendipity than an adaptogen? I mean, it adapts to whatever serendipitous thing is going on with your little old body, or your big old body like mine. Whether big body, small body, medium body, Shilla Jeet might help your body. So do your body a favor and use the promo code CRAZY at vibemedx.com. That's VIBEMEDX.com. Slow that down to half speed if you need help. That's promo code CRAZY at VIBEMEDX.com. And go to MYFAA. Go to MYFAA. MILYTHINKSIMCRAZY.com to totally jam up your internet browser as you load my ridiculously slow website. So another reason to support me on the Patreon. That's Patreon. That's patreon.com/MFTIC or MYFAMILYTHINKSIMCRCY.substack.com to support the show so I don't have to sit here and spell it all out for you for free. Thank you for tuning into this episode of the My Family Thinks I'm Crazy podcast. I'm your host, Mystic Mark. And I want to bring attention to one of my favorite sponsors. That's Mood. Mood thinks cannabis should be accessible, affordable, convenient, and transparent. But most importantly, they believe, and I believe, in supporting the American farmers who make all of this possible. That's right, made in America. Like the outfit that I have on, my t-shirt, my Hard Enco jeans, all 100% made in America. So why would the cannabis I'm smoking be any different? That's right, Mood created an online source for 100% federally legal cannabis grown on small, pesticide-free American farms. You can't beat that, folks. Go American, go local if you can. Keep it within our borders. Support this country. And I'm going to support you by giving you 20% off your entire purchase for first-time buyers only. Just use the promo code CRAZY at mood.com. That's mood.com, MOOD.com. I'm telling you, folks, Mood stands behind everything with an industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee. And as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the code CRAZY. So head to mood.com, browse their amazing selection of functional gummies, and find the perfect gummy for whatever you're dealing with. Remember to use the promo code CRAZY at checkout to save 20% off your order of American cannabis. Go and check it out today at mood.com, and we'll be right back to this episode in just a moment. Hey everybody, this is Mystic Mark, the host of My Family Thinks I'm Crazy, and I gotta pay my bills, so here I am compromising my integrity to tell you about Hims. And listen, you don't have to compromise your routine with Hims. You don't have to take time out of your busy schedule. Just do it all online from the comfort of your home. What are you doing? You're getting treated for erectile dysfunction. Why do you have erectile dysfunction? I don't know. Maybe there are other issues in your life that you should address first before going straight to pharmaceuticals. But if you're there and you've tried everything else, and you really just want to make your lady happy, which I'm a guy, I get it, man. We got to make the ladies happy. That's how the life, that's how the world goes around. When women are happy, the world keeps turning. So get that edge you need in the bedroom with Hims. Use the promo code CRAZY at checkout. That's hims.com/crazy. For your free online visit, hims.com/crazy to get simple online access to personalized, affordable care for ED, hair loss, weight loss, and more. Visit hims.com/crazy. Here comes the fun part. Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information. Doo-doo-doo. Thank you, Hims. Now I can go buy more weed and smoke it, stoner, dude. Just kidding. I'm literally paying my electric bill, my insurance bill. I'm dying over here. Support me on Patreon, patreon.com. For real, patreon.com/MFTIC.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
And that was cover of Bob Dylan, Surf Somebody by Wolfpack, talking about the devil surfing somebody.
I know, dude. That's what I was thinking. I was like, wow, look at that synchronicity there. We're just talking about that.
He wrote a song about serving somebody. It makes sense.
Yeah.
It's all coming together.
He clearly had that on his mind.
Oh, man. So, yep, that show got a 10 out of 10. If you have a chance to go see that band, definitely do. And the music video, movie, whatever you want to call it for that show at MSG will probably be out in the next couple of weeks. And they'll have the full show up there. So if you want to live almost in the same experience that me and TJ and our significant others had lived that night, definitely go check out that video.
Yes, live through DPR's shoes. Go see it. Go watch it. Go be it.
That should be our new tagline. I love that. So that is the kind of recap of our shows that we went to and the reason why we've been so busy and so exhausted from all the traveling.
Yeah. Well, I've been going to some shows at my favorite little spot. If anybody wants to meet me there for a drink, it's Three Sheets. They always have some great shows. I think they're on Elm Street in New Haven. And, yeah, I mean, there's a couple bands I've heard of for the first time there. If I go and look at their Instagram, I can tell you the guys I just saw the other night. But would you be down to play some of that?
If it's on YouTube or Spotify, which I'm sure it is, I would love to. And well, they're
Mercy
locals.
Whipped is definitely, yes, they're locals.
Local CT, we love that.
So Mercy Whip would be my first suggestion. I met up with these guys at Three Sheets after they played, and I thought they were sick. Let's see. Oh, wow. Mercy Whip live at Crunch House, Connecticut. Yeah, I think that's them. Cool. Yeah, there's their song. There's their album, the one with the black chain link fence type design. Yeah. So Mercy Whip is sick. The one thing I noticed during the show is that I think he's the guitarist or the bassist. I'm not sure. But he's up front, so he's probably the guitarist. His name is Diego. He's the man. Like, his stage presence was just very locked in, you know, like he was engaging with the crowd, getting people to dance. It was very impressive for a relatively new band. Now, as you know, a lot of local bands, they all, you know, string around the rosy. They're in multiple bands at the same time, you know. So this seems like it's a relatively new band, or maybe something that they're kind of cooling off on while working on other projects. I don't know the status, but what I do know is that this album we're looking at, it's just the only album that they have on Spotify, is sick. And yeah, we should listen to one of the songs. Let me tell you which one I think would be a good song to listen to. And if you can't find it on YouTube, it's definitely on Spotify. But yeah, shout out to Diego and Connor. I don't think Connor's in Mercy Whip, but he's in Jaw Wired Shut, which is another band that they're a part of.
Oh,
I believe.
So
and forgive
this,
me.
This band is very interesting. I'm looking at their Spotify, but they Connecticut-based metalcore hardcore band, and they released this album off of Static Era Records, which is one of the biggest record stores in Connecticut, based in Milford, Connecticut.
Oh, yeah. I love that place.
So that is really cool.
So And to Dust All Return is the name of the album. And, you know, all the songs are great, I will say, but I think, let me see. 38 Special was the one that I was thinking of, possibly. But they also have a good song with this band called Intrusive, Road to Perdition. It's another good song by them, and that's it, featuring Intrusive. So, yeah.
Yeah, let's play Road to Perdition, only because 38 Special is only 38 seconds.
Oh, right. Okay, never mind. 38 Special is just like an interlude, possibly.
All right, let's do it. This is going to be my first time listening to them.
So, okay, so that is a good example of a song I like by them. And that whole album's great. It's not a long album, as we could tell by the 38-second song we almost played before, but they all blend together really well, which that was another reason why I really like this album. And it has a lot of, like, sonic variety, that's what I'll say, because as you just heard, that song closes out and it almost sounds like we're all of a sudden in, like, the bathroom of a restaurant while there's a mariachi band playing outside. You know what I mean? Like, so it's, and maybe that's not even what that was. Might have been like a polka song or something. But either way, I really liked the variety, and like some of their other songs include like samples from rap songs and 3-6 Mafia song, I think, is one of them. But yeah, either way, sick shit. Mercy Whip, cool people. Glad to meet them. And that's that.
I wouldn't expect Mark to throw in the hardcore band, man. I was not expecting that.
I
go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say,
we just synced up.
I was going to say, it's different when you meet somebody in person and they're really cool.
Yes.
And then you hear their music. And even if it's something you're not necessarily into before you met them, them being cool adds to that experience.
Well, I will say, I'm not disagreeing with you, but I did meet them specifically after I heard their music because I wanted to tell them how sick I thought they were. So it was a little bit of the opposite in the sense that if I didn't think they were cool, I might not have even approached them and told them how sick I thought their music was. And then they ended up being cool, which is just a bonus. But yeah, no, they're definitely cool people. And as you know, not my typical bag of variety of genre of music, but lately, I don't know what's gotten into me, Jay. We'll call it being single again. I just go to where the live music is, and somewhere along the way, I stopped being picky, you know? So I'm just experiencing life. I'm taking it as it is. I'm taking it as it comes. And if a hardcore band rocks my world, well, now I'm a hardcore fan, you know? So
it's cool, man. You don't got to tell me. I grew up listening to this, back in high school. This was all I listened to. This band specifically reminded me of like really old school, for anyone who might be familiar, like Dr. Acula or Acacia Strain or, you know, all that early hardcore stuff, which is cool. Their snare drum sound is like right out of Slipknot, which is also cool. That's a very unique snare drum sound that not many bands utilize. But they're definitely very, very hard. And I enjoy that. It's different for me because maybe I listened to so much hardcore growing up that now it's like I am seeking out not as much of it, but you know, right. Connecticut local music, we're fans of no matter what. We love bands from Connecticut. And the thing about Connecticut is I was so into it my entire life in the local music scene here. I've seen so many bands and met so many people, and there's always someone that I have never heard of or have never met that just like surprises me.
Right.
You know, and that's what I love about the Connecticut scene, definitely.
Well, now that you got old Marky Boy at the bars, you're going to be getting a lot of new bands coming your way asking to be on Defunct Pirate Radio. I'm telling you, I've been name dropping you all month. So
I'm going to start sending the DMs, dude. I send Instagram DMs, and it's like a hit or miss for most people. But
Having the Mystic Mark recommendation might help.
That is true. And the Mystic Mark booking experience, that's what we can call it.
I'm the booker, dude. That's what I am. Mark the booker. That's what Sam calls me on Tinfoil Hat. Mark the booker.
But yeah, so kind of leads into what else we wanted to talk about today is kind of why we are here on the podcast in the first place. I kind of mentioned it a little bit, but I have been a fan of music since I can remember. Definitely was raised on all the music that we mentioned earlier. And believe it or not, my first live show was a Shania Twain live concert in New York City. Can you imagine that, Mark?
Yeah, for sure. That's where you first heard those sick drum rips you're always getting into.
Shania Twain, but I kind of don't tell many people that, but I've just said it to the entire internet right now, but it's okay. I usually say my first live concert is Jethro Tull because that one's way cooler. Do you know Jethro Tull?
Yes, I do.
So that band is way cooler. For those of you who aren't listening, it is an old school rock band that utilizes a flute. The main singer plays a flute, and they kind of created their own genre, basically. So my mom is a flute player, so that was always a favorite growing up, was Jethro Tull, and I went to go see them. But other than that, my parents had a huge CD collection, and I was always listening to some sort of CD on my Walkman. And, you know, it started off with a lot of Jimmy Buffett cassette tapes. You know, we did the whole Now That's Music. My mom and dad loved Billy Joel. That was a huge favorite of theirs. Led Zeppelin, my dad's favorite band. We had all of their CDs. And then my mom got me into some obscure stuff. And I don't know if you're listening, if you'll ever know this, but Bela Fleck and the Flecktones, another great band that was actually...
Oh, we love some Bela over here.
Do you know Bela Fleck?
And the Flecktones. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. God. Fleck it up, doggy.
So that they were actually referenced at the Wolfpack show, believe it or not. They said... They said something about doing what it Flecktones style. And I was like, wow, that's a throwback.
What nerve. Yeah.
So
that's sick, dude.
You could say I was raised on some standard music, but also some eclectic music. My mom's also a music teacher.
You could say I was raised on Flecktones.
I was a Flecktone myself, you know.
Yeah, hooked on Flecktones is what they called it in my household. Don't get hooked on Flecktones, you rascal.
I was hooked, and I started playing the violin when I was very young. That was a fun experience. But then in the fourth grade, my mom said, you can quit the violin if you want to, but you're gonna have to play something else. And that is when, coincidentally, the movie Drumline by Nick Cannon came out. And
another classic.
Let's just say that movie basically created who I am today. I was absolutely drawn to the drums.
You know, there are a lot of young men and women out there who can say Nick Cannon changed their lives. And, you know, most of them are Nick Cannon's children. But it's good to know that you are also one of those people, Jay.
Call me the long-lost 14th child.
Yes.
Oh, man.
I think he's reaching Muammar Gaddafi levels now. He might have 16 children. He might be approaching Joseph Kony numbers.
That's so good. I just watched Drumline the other day just to relive the moments of watching that for the first time.
Digga, digga, digga. Do you ever get, like, chills when you see, like, young drummers on the street? They're doing, like, the digga, 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 raising money for their high school programs or whatever.
I can't say I have seen one recently, but...
It's been a while. Me too, yeah. But do you know what I'm talking about? They do that in New Haven sometimes.
Yeah. That's one thing. Street performers, they're going down. Along with the middle class.
Well, it's hard to street perform when you're between fentanyl doses. I mean, I will say, you know, the older, old school drugs were a lot more creative, let's just say. Oh. The homeless aren't smoking grass anymore, Jay.
Yep, and we got to thank Nick Cannon for that. He influenced us all.
Yeah. Yeah, if it wasn't for that show, what's that show Nick Cannon does on MTV?
Oh, that'd be great if I Wildin' Out
right now. Yeah, if it wasn't for Wildin' Out, I mean, how many families would be divorced in this country? Probably less, I imagine.
Oh, man.
That and Cops.
That's a good show. I loved that show. Another big part of my
live
childhood.
PD, so now they call it live PD, and you can get live updates of where all the crime is happening. speaking of crime, it's a crime not to support your local music venues. So again, I saw this band at Three Sheets. Shout out to them. And what else, Jay? I feel like there's another band I saw at Three Sheets that's worth giving a shout out to, but I need to look at
Maybe the one you sent me on Instagram?
Instagram. No, that's a gentleman I met at the coffee shop today. We struck up a very gentlemanly conversation. And then as a gentleman that I am, I told him, hey, my friend Jay will interview you on his podcast. So, you know, don't mind me just imposing your schedule and booking people for you. But, yeah,
no,
I mean,
cool.
We got to get some guests on the show somehow.
I do appreciate that a lot. But we've got some guests in the works.
You can't always hit me over the head with a shovel and put a microphone in front of me.
No, we got some guests in the works. We're getting to them. But yeah, I mean, definitely once I started playing the drums, was seeking out the local Connecticut scene. And in high school, I kind of discovered the scene through my friend who was the former bassist of Anthems. Me and him were in a band called The Premier. We played pretty much everywhere in Connecticut except for the bar, because we were high school, so at the time that was like Amity Teen Center, or The Space was a big one, which is now The Cellar, or I don't even know what it's called anymore. It's gone through like four different owners. And that was a cool time. The Premier was a great band. You could still find some videos if you look hard enough on the internet. And then we kind of stopped that band, and I went to play for Anchor Sink Ships, which is definitely still on YouTube. And that band we played a lot in that band as well. That was a happy hardcore band, Mark, if you know the genre. And
no.
I recently connected with the old guitarist from that band. He lives in the same town as me, and we are going to go skateboarding soon. So if you're listening to this, Mike, love you, brother. And yeah, after Anchor Sink Ships, it was definitely an interesting time. That's when I met Mark. After I graduated high school, I went to college. Didn't play in any bands, but was still kind of into the scene. And yeah, I met Mark in college. That's when we started the podcast that he currently runs. And that's how I got into the podcasting scene.
You are jumping ahead, dude. We were all the way out of college and into Colorado years before we ever did the podcast, remember? It wasn't until after years of working at the bakery that we really did the podcast thing.
That's true.
You were off the bakery job by then and living in Milford.
I did skip around just to stay true to the theme of the show with the music and the podcasting, you know. But yes, me and Mark had our years of fun times. We worked together at a bakery. We did farmers markets together. We went on very long road trips together, and one day
one of them I got pulled over while Jay was asleep. Well, that was a doozy of a story. What were you about to say?
What was I gonna say? I said, until one day when you said, I want to start a podcast, and I said, that's a good idea.
Yes.
I've got a space in my apartment. Yes. Let's do it.
Yes.
And we started as the Bud Triangle.
Yes.
And man, that's a good time.
Yeah. Well, and it's a good time to reflect on it, because it's been, this is going to be my 5-year anniversary coming up for the podcast. We started, my family thinks I'm crazy, about 5 years ago from October 5th, I think was the first episode I put out in 2020. So yeah, that Bud Triangle was, yeah, about a year, 5 years ago, because we did that like the spring and summer before, or maybe even the whole year before I started the podcast. Because I think it was a little bit of time before I actually started My Family Thinks I'm Crazy. But we did the Bud Triangle like that year before in 2019. Because none of that COVID stuff was going on yet. No. So
I do remember
the pandemic hadn't set in yet.
I do remember when you came up to me and said, "I'm changing the name of the podcast," and you kind of pitched the name, and I was like, "It couldn't be any more perfect, Mark."
Yeah, well, it works. You know, it's still people hear it now, and every time people laugh because it's relatable. Even if you don't like conspiracy theories, people still like the name. So that's a good thing because it gives me a little bit of freedom to maybe not always talk about conspiracy theories. You know, like I'm glad I didn't call it like the conspiracy triangle or some other nonsense like that, you know. So, but the Bud Triangle was basically just because we were three people smoking Bud in a room and I was as creative as I got with it. So, yeah, no, my family thinks I'm crazy. Hit me as in a moment of inspiration. So, yeah, we stuck with it and it works and it's great. And this episode of Defunct Pirate Radio is brought to you by My Family Thinks I'm Crazy. And I can say that because I'm on the Patreon.
Whoa, let's go. We've got a financial supporter.
Yes. So join me over there on the Patreon. And this episode of DPR might go out to my Family Thinks I'm Crazy audience as well, because I have been super all over the place this past month, this past summer. And that deserves an explanation. So maybe, Jay, you'll join me for an outro for my show, because your audience doesn't need to know all the different ins and outs, but my audience might care. So we're going to talk about some of that stuff on my version of the episode. But since we're still on the pirate radio ship here, what do you think we play? What's last suggestion next? Since you played... You've only played one song so far, and so have I, right? So you play a song.
Yeah, so
now.
I will just wrap up that whole section, you know. After me and Mark, we had I don't know if anyone plays Minecraft here, but we had a big server, and it devolved into chaos, and me and Mark, you know, had a Minecraft falling out.
You're going to call the falling out because of Minecraft? Don't say that.
It's
sounds
a joke.
Terrible.
It's a joke.
No,
it's a joke.
Minecraft.
It's a joke. It's a joke.
That was just...
I know the drummer of Sunday Morning, Eric, would love that joke, but no. So, you know, I joined, funny enough, my friend Mikey, one day said, "Do you want to help my friends? They are in a band and they need a drummer." And I said, "Sure." And that was 7 years ago. And I joined Mighty Tortuga, if anyone has heard of that. And that's where I met TJ. So, man, it's been a long journey. Funny enough,
well,
I remember when
that happened too. Yeah, I remember when you started rocking with Mighty Tortuga. That was sick. Mikey was doing...
Because that was around the same time as the podcast. That was around the same time.
Yeah, I think you had already been doing that with them when we did the Bud Triangle, or at least it was just about to happen. Mm-hmm. And then by the time My Family Thinks I'm Crazy started and you helped me kickstart that, you were in Mighty Tortuga for sure. And going on tour and doing shows and stuff. And then, yeah, I don't know. I mean, let's chalk it up to starting a podcast and also being like way too immature. And that's why we were playing, at least I was playing Minecraft with you guys. But it was nice. I mean, I kind of swore off video games after that. That might be sadly the last video game I've ever played. But
it's just good.
You know. It's a big waste of time for my personal life. You know, I'm not trying to say that about anybody else. If you got your shit together, you can afford to spend time playing video games. That's awesome. More power to you. That's not me. But it is very embarrassing now, I will admit, to think how much time I spent playing not just Minecraft, but video games in general. Like, who knows? I could have been on the ground floor like old Joey Rogies, and maybe I would have had one of these old podcasts, but no, it's cool, man. I'm glad I found podcasting. It was all a big part of it was you. So I'm super grateful to to you for being a part of my podcast journey. And then really, really happy that you got back into podcasting and started this, because, you know, my podcast, I'm not a musician, but I definitely use music in my show, and I try to always freshen it up and play different music, even though I'm not using like music by, let's say, artists on the level that are being played on this show. It's still cool, like kind of outside indie music that I'm able to find through various websites. And it's, you know, it's pretty much lyric free, you know, because it's like instrumental background type music. But that was a big part of my show for a long time. And now I feel like I'm kind of getting a little bit back into that with my new, I don't want to say it like that. I have a new gig. I have a new gig that I'm doing that's very much involved in music. I don't want to say too much about it because it's very new. But someday, one day, Jay will be involved, even if it's just, yo, bro, we got this huge rock star coming and I need a second hand over here engineering this. But I'm already giving too much away. So yeah, that's maybe we'll save that for a future episode of Defunct Pirate Radio. But yeah, man, it's sick to see how far you've come, and everything you're doing in your professional life is awesome. So the fact that you have this going for you too is another potential source of income if people sign up for the dang Patreon. No, just kidding. Sign up if you really care. I mean, this is it, you know, it's like support your local caffeine dealer, support your local podcast dealer. If you love Connecticut music, where else are you going to hear about it than a show like this, right? That's what I have been telling all these musicians that I run into at bars and stuff. I'm like, dude, get on my friend Jay's podcast because he's got local listeners. Like, what? Like, yeah. What's better than that if you're a local music act? Like, you need that. So
I think
long story short, you're doing it.
I think for me, I appreciate that. I think for me, I enjoyed podcasting with you, but I the way we set up our show, it was like I was kind of like didn't have any of the knowledge that you had, and maybe that wasn't the best setup at the time. And now with this podcast, it kind of started as not like so much a joke, but my friends were like, yo, you should go on the radio and be a radio host. And I was like, well, maybe I'll just start a podcast. And I do love sharing music. And another part of it is like just giving back to the music scene that I've been a part of my whole life. You know, it's been I started playing music in Connecticut in this local scene since 2009. And it's given me like so many good experiences and connections and friendships. And I think for me, since I'm not so much playing anymore, I mean, I'm still obviously playing my instrument, but not playing in a band or actively contributing to one, I'm able to at least give back to the artists in this form where I can continue the relationships and amplify their sound, you know. Even if the audience I have right now is very small, one day if I keep it up, it will get bigger, and then I can at least give back to the people that I care about, and the music that they come out with I care about. So that's really why I'm doing it. And that brings me to my next point of the music. You know, right before we kind of sign off here and go to Mark's podcast, we will just go through what I've been listening to recently that I think is worth sharing with you guys. And we'll play something before we head out. Last week I was talking about some stuff that was on my radar, and I had pre-saved, and some of that has been released. So if you haven't heard the new Have Mercy album, they're not local in Connecticut, but that album is definitely worth a listen. A band that you might like, Mark, because you sent me this hardcore album. They are called End It. They are a thrash metal band, and they came out with their first LP called Wrong Side of Heaven, and that is a very good listen, which I will recommend. Jacob Jeffries came out with his LP, You've Got the Right Idea. I know TJ is a big fan of this one. I am a big fan of this one, but I don't think I've listened to it quite enough. I've given it the full spin about three times, but definitely worth the listen. The story so far, man, Mark, I've been rollerblading like an absolute fiend recently, and I've been listening to this album nonstop. But when I say nonstop, I literally quite mean nonstop. I'm going to put some of these songs in the playlist too, so you can check them out. But I Want to Disappear in the USA live album, by the story so far, it cannot be beat right now for me. I cannot stop listening to it. And the last mention that is not a Connecticut local band is Saturdays at Your Place. They came out with their first LP. A lot of first LPs happening this week. This is These Things Happen, and that I've also been listening to while rollerblading. It is a great, great listen, Saturdays at Your Place, new LP. Having said all that, we've got some really good local music and guests that have been on the show that just came out with some good songs. I'm trying to decide which one to play. The first one, Shoefelt, our friend Adam from New York. Adam Rebillard from Shoefelt was on one of the episodes in the teens. I can't remember, but he came out with a new single, Stir Crazy, and that is very good. Our friend Kevin, who so graciously gave us the opportunity to host our first DPR Patreon premiere. I don't know if you saw that, Mark.
Yeah, my mind was blown.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I immediately did something for my Patreon like that. So
yeah, that was cool. Just to mention real quick, Frightful Places came out with this new song, Third Wheel, and Kevin was also in Mighty Tortuga with me. He is an absolute great friend, and I kind of messaged him after he was teasing the first single, and I said, yo, is it cool if we do like a Patreon premiere for your single and kind of do like a day before, 24 hours before it gets released on streaming, kind of just, you know, boost each other's engagement online and social media. And that was just so cool that he accepted that offer. And if you're listening to this and you want to do something similar, I know the band Aunts from Connecticut mentioned that when their album is ready, they're going to possibly do something similar. And I really would love to get Anthems to do that as well. But yeah, if you're listening and you want to do a premiere on our Patreon to kind of just amplify everything together, that'd be sick. But yeah, Third Wheel by Frightful Places, great song. And yeah, why not mention the new Anthem song? And why not, let's see, did we play? We played the new Anthem song last week, but I think they deserve this one. I will play their newest single, The Burbs. I think this song is absolutely sick. I think this new era of Anthems is absolutely sick. And they deserve all of the attention. Not so much because TJ, my co-host, lovely co-host, is in the band, but just great music. So let's get into it. This is Anthems, The Burbs. And this just came out on Friday, so go over to Spotify and stream it.
In pain again today, twist the knife from miles away. Till there's nothing left, nothing left. Couldn't wait to disappear. Swinging from the chandeliers. Till there was nothing left, nothing left. Forget my name.
Now, I may be a little Anthems biased over here, but they're doing it big. And yeah, the review and criticism I'll give that is they are bringing in a new era of Connecticut local music that has yet to be tapped into. And I think the three bands I mentioned earlier all came out with great music. So go down into the description, check out the playlist. I will have a song from each of the albums I mentioned, and that'll be this week's playlist. But other than that, Mark, you enjoy that song?
Yeah, that was an interesting song. You know, I think it's just because of the way we're recording this that it was a little low volume. So I'm going to have to run it back at a higher volume because it's a jam. But yeah, no, I liked it.
And yeah, I mean, let's head on over to your Patreon. But before we do that, just want to say if you're listening to this, thank you so much for tuning in. If you're listening every week, I appreciate you. If you're listening for the first time, I appreciate you. And yeah, go down and check out all of the links. Give us a follow on Spotify, which would be huge. Instagram would be cool. And yeah, I did conform to the overlords of social media, and I did make a TikTok account. So catch me on there. I've been posting some old videos that I think are hilarious, so check us out on TikTok. Other than that, if you have Spotify Premium, go and give our playlist a like. That is a weekly updating playlist. Mark, like I say, if they choose to give their human experience to the AI, that's fine with me. They can do whatever they want, but if you would like a playlist that is updated by humans with intention, then go down and like that playlist and check it out as it updates weekly. But that's all I got here today. Thanks for joining me, Mark.
My family thinks I'm crazy. True statement. And the name of my podcast, the name of my website, the name of my Instagram, the name of my Big Cartel merch store with handmade merch by yours truly. Yes, there's paint on my hands. You've caught me red-handed. Come on over to the My Family Thinks I'm Crazy podcast. And yeah, Jay was on it for like 40-something episodes. So if you're J-Mo super fan,
J-Mo bro,
then you'll be able to go back and hear what Jay sounded like in 2021 when we were just green young podcasters getting our, you know, getting our stripe, so to speak. And here you are now, a verified pro. So keep up with the good work.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
See you next week.
That song shivered me timbers.